Shabbos daf yomim beis share non beis.
So you per se, it has to do with a little bit with just it's I'm reminiscing a little bit about when I was a bocher. I was a bocher around 25 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. I just want to tell you what our accommodations were when I was a bocher in Eretz Yisrael. We had an apartment on Rehov Eli HaKohen, which is off of Bar Ilan. And my room was a closed-in merpeset. There was not enough room. The merpeset was so small that the person had to take the doors off of the merpeset. They were like sliding doors in order to get my bed in, because my bed didn't fit, so couldn't get it in with the doors in. So one of the doors came off, the other door is like left in place, and that was the size of my entire room was the size of the bed. That's how long the room was. And I didn't have shelf, I didn't have hanging space, so they hung a bar over my bed, and my clothing hung over my head. I slept with my clothing over my head on a porch. The window was cracked. There wasn't a full window. I'm basically sleeping outside. It was the first snow that they had in Yerushalayim in many, many years. There was a very big snow. It was freezing cold. There wasn't enough electricity in the apartment for there to be a heater in my room, so there was no heater in the room. And it was very wet, and it started molding. I had mushrooms on my wall, and being that my clothing was hanging right outside exposed to the wall, a lot of my clothing got moldy. The Department of Sanitation closed down, it condemned the apartment. We had to get kicked out of the apartment because it was unhealthy to be there with all of the mold. So we got kicked out. I ended up having to go to the yeshiva's the shir rooms, because there was no other dorm. So I slept on the floor in the shir room, and had my clothing was in the kitchen. There's a small kitchen where the shir rooms were. The clothing was in the kitchen, and I slept on the floor in the shir room on a mattress, but. And then we had to every day take our mattress out of the shir room, because it's a shir room. So we took your mattress out, and then we went back, and that was the accommodations that we had. That was the sleeping arrangements. So when we think about now, I want to say something. I can't say I appreciated it while it was happening, but it definitely made me a more resilient person. It made me, you know, when you think about cold. Think about sleeping in the cold. I could tell you what it's like to sleep in the freezing. I basically slept outside on a porch in the freezing cold. There was no windows. The window was broken. It wasn't even I have a window to keep the cold out. I had no heater. So I can't say that it was a pleasant experience, but I can say it was a resilient experience, and it made me a stronger person. People like we're so delicate that if it's just like a few degrees colder than perfect, then all of a sudden it's like terrible and I can't function. And I think that Bifrat, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, is a time when we should try to make ourselves a little bit more durable, a little bit more resilient, and deal with the fact that maybe it's not as warm as you want it to be, and it's not as comfortable as you want it to be, and we move on. I think that it's something that we will gain from, something that I feel was a very, very important, it's a very important part of my ability to push through certain situations, is because I was put in certain situations. A person that's always sailing in smooth waters doesn't become a good sailor, because he never has to deal with the fact that sometimes things get difficult. Now, what it does at Relan Star Sugya is this is a mighty rough sugya. This is really, I'm having a hard time in the sugya. So I am imagining, and I'm more than just imagining, I'm hearing from the Olam, they're having a little bit of a tough time. But, you know, if we want to just bow out on the tough times, we're never going to get anywhere. That's the point. We're going to push a little harder over here, and hopefully, siyat tishma, we'll get to understand the sugya. So, are we all here? Let's get started. Cool. Yeah, we're missing people.
Yeah.
Those are in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar are on one side, and Rabbi Yeshua on the other side. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar are saying Ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua says Lo Mipiano Chayim. It's talking about the case of, there's two cases actually, Ru'ua Midaberes and Ru'ua Me'uberes. Ru'ua Me'uberes, it's very clear what the case is. Ru'ua Me'uberes. It's obvious what the case was. Me'uberes. The case of Ruah Middaberes is not as clear what it's talking about. Z'iri says it's talking about Nistara, and Rav Asi says it's talking about Nivola. The Gemara is going to bring a Raya from our Braisa that we're about to see, from our Tosefta, that it's the to Z'iri, and it seems like Rav Asi is pushed totally out of the way, is off the page, Tiyufta, the Rav Asi Tiyufta, and really the case of Middaberes is my Middaberes Nistara. So they have this Machloikas in the case of Ruah Middaberes, where there was, we saw her Nistra in Pliny, and we have a Machloikas in the case of Ruah Me'uberes. Now I want to remind you, in the case of Nistra, you can ask the question on Rav Asi, what about on Z'iri, I mean, what about the fact that it ain't Oysran ala Yichud? So Gemara ended up saying that over there it's because of my loss will be Yuchsin. That's what we saw on Amad Aleph. Now comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says Meisve, and the Gemara brings Akasha. The Gemara says, Zu Eda Sheisha Ksher, but Rabbi Yeshua now attacks. And this is Rabbi Yeshua talking, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yeshua attacks Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, I'atem moidim b'yeshla edim shenishbis. Are you not moida b'shvuya shenishbis v'yeshla edim shenishbis? V'yomer t'oirani she'ena ne'amenes. Are you not moida that she is not ne'amon? In the case of shvuya. So Rabbi Yeshua is now attacking our Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. And he's saying, you should be moided to me at least. Should be moided to me mikoyach shvuya. Shvuya is a raya to my position. Yatem moidim, are you not moided because of shvuya? Shvuya, that in the case of shvuya, that she's not Neman. So what do they answer back? They say, Avol. Avol means, yes, you're right, shvuya is not Neman. Uma hefresh bein zu lezu. So then what's the difference? So they say, lezu yesh edim, or lezu ein edim. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, lezu by shvuya, there's edim, but by midaberes, there's no edim. What does that mean? So right now, they are answering for themselves by the case of midaberes. By midaberes, you can't compare midaberes to shvuya. Why can't you compare midaberes to shvuya? Because shvuya, there's edim. By midaberes, there's no edim. Why is there no edim by midaberes? Anyone? What? It's only Nistra. So this Gemara right away, over here, we have a Raya not like Rabasi. Because he's saying, ain't Adam. What do you mean, ain't Adam? Midaberes, according to Ravasi, is Nivola. You have Adam that she's Ru'ua Midaberes. Means you saw Nivola. So there's Adam over here also. Says the Gemara later on that we see from over here, not like Ravasi. So this is, so the Chachamim are now, they are now zoning in on Midaberes. Midaberes ain't Adam. So what does Rabbi Yeshua say back? Amar lehem, af lezu yesh Adam. Shaharei krisa ben sheineha. Says Rabbi Yeshua also, here there's Adam. Because she has her stomach between her teeth. What does that mean? Now, Rabbi Yeshua is focusing on Meuberes. So we just changed the focus. Rabbi Yeshua said, I have a kasha on you, Shvuya. Says, how could you compare it to Shvuya? There's no Adam. Says Rabbi Yeshua, there's still a kasha on you from the case of Meuberes where there is Adam. Where there is Adam. Now, this is very important, Rabbi Yisai. Does Rabbi Yeshua think that there's a comparison of Shavua also to Midaberes? What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? And you finish the Gemara. Does Rabbi Yeshua hold there's a comparison of Shavuya to Midaberes? Yes. Where do you see that? He says the words, actually. Midaberes hainu Shavuya. Later on in the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say the words, Midaberes hainu Shavuya. So why over here is Rabbi Yeshua only saying, well, there's no Edim? Well, what do you mean? What about Kresa Ben Chinel? He really holds that there's no difference between Shvuya and Midaberes. So what's going on, Rabbi Yisai?
He's saying the same thing.
He's saying, even according to you. He's saying, listen, I personally hold Shvuya and Midaberes are the same thing. How do we know he holds that? Because he says it later on. Shvuya Hainu Midaberes. I hold the same thing. But Lidvorecha, I'm trying to get into your way of thinking, says Rabbi Yeshua. Lidvorecha, for sure by Meuberes, there's Edim. So Rabbi Yeshua is not really saying his own position here. We're going to see later on what Rabbi Yeshua really holds. Rabbi Yeshua is just coming to say Lidvarecha, correct? I'm going to show you where the Gemara gets very tricky. So now, Lemaisa, there is a subtle difference between the Midaberes and Meuberes. Because why is Midaberes considered as if we know for sure that she was Nivala? So Rabbi Yeshua understands that he created this we'll call it Edim. Because if there's no Maila Sabiyuchsin, is Stira a real Edim? There's only Svarim and Rabbanan, it seems like, because of Maila Sabiyuchsin. That's what it seems like. I'll prove it to you. Ain't Oysun Al Yichud. Why Ain't Oysun Al Yichud? We say, Ain't Apachavis Larais. What do you have to say? Ain't Apachavis Larais. Only Svarim and Rabbanan because of Maila Sabiyuchsin. So Meuberes is clear Edim. What are the Edim by Meuberes? She's Meuberes. Then it's a fact. But by Midaberes, that it's Nistra, we don't have real Edim. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is going light on that. He holds it's Lamaisa Edim. I hold Midaberes Hainu Shvuya. You don't hold that way, okay. Not a problem. So what do they say back? They say back the way the Lashon of the Brice is just Roiv Akam Putzim Barais. But we know what that means. Let's go down to the Gemara says. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Hishavtanu ala Meuberes, Matishivenu ala Midaberes. You said good for Meuberes. Good, you're right, Meuberes is Edim. Rabbi Yeshua, you're right, you can compare Meuberes to Shavuya. Matishivenu ala Midaberes. Sounds like the Chachamim being Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer are being Moide. They're backing down. You're right. By Shavuya, does everyone agree Shavuya, she's not Neman? Yes. Are the Chacham now agreeing that Meuberes is compared to Shvuya? Yes. Hishavtanu ala Meuberes. It sounds like Rabbi Gamliel is being Chayzer. Is that true? Rabbi Gamliel was Chayzer by Meuberes? That's not true. Who do we paskin like? Like Rabbi Gamliel. So came Rabbi Gamliel's Chayzer. What's going on in this Gemara? This is where Tosfos comes in. Says Tosfos, Hishavtanu ala Meuberes, Pirish. Lidi dan nicha. The isha mizane boydekas umizane v'loy dam yoleshvuya ela leditcha the less loch hachsvara teinach meuberes avol medaberes afil fidvarecha yeshefresh. In other words, what Tosfos is saying in the Gemara is that Rav Gamliel is not really saying his opinion. What is Rav Gamliel's opinion? Can you compare shvuya to the case of Meuberes? No, why? Ishmezana b'dekas u'medav. We'll see what that svar is. You can't compare them. So why is he saying Hishavtanu ala Meuberes? Lidvarecha. So we got a funny thing in the Gemara, Rabbi say. Rabbi Yeshua, when he says, I'm asking you from Meuberes, is only coming to say Lidvarecha of Rabbi Gamliel. He doesn't really mean that. But Rav Gamliel, you think that it's only there's no Edom by Medaberes. Admit that there's Edom by Meuberes. And when Rabbi Gamliel said back to him, Ishavtanu ala Meuberes, he didn't really mean that either. He's only saying Lidvarecha. So what we have is a brice over here that neither one of them is really showing their own opinion. That makes it very confusing.
This is not necessarily much like Tessus, no?
Hmm? Tessus Rashi is not necessarily. Could be. Could be right. So Rabbi Isai, that's pshat in the Gemara. According to Tosfos, I call upon him that when Rabbi Yeshua said to him, yeah, and when Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Aplazu Yesh Edim Shrei Kresa Ben Shinea, he was going easy because he was saying, look, I really hold this Edom even by Midaberes. You hold that there's no Edom by Midaberes, okay, but at least by Meuberes. And when the Chacham said, good answer for Meuberes, they were going easy because really they hold even Meuberes. They hold it's not a Tzushtel. Mad Ledvarecha, you have at least a ride from Meuberes, but what about Midaberes? Okay. Comes along. So now, what Lamaisa does Rabbi Yeshua do with this svara of Isha Bedekes, Mizana Bedekes, or Mizana? Rabbi Yeshua says, look, hold on a second. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, the case of Kresa Ben Shineha is there's Edim over here that she was Nifala. So therefore, over here we have it's very clear why over here we're saying it's Domina Shvuya. It's Domina Shvuya because over here also there's Edim. Says Tosis, yeah, but you can't compare it to Shvuya. When you're dealing with a case of Shvuya, does a woman choose who she gets captured by? No. So therefore, she's at the mercy of the people that are capturing her. And if the person captured her is a puzzle, so then she's going to be puzzle. Masha'en came when it comes to a woman who's choosing to be mezana. Does she choose the person she's mezana with?
Yeah.
Yes. Isha by dekes, mezana by dekes who mezana. Therefore, she's going to, she has a certain principle, a certain standard. She is not going to be mezana with someone that's a puzzle. That's the svara of Rabbi Gamliel. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? Brings Rav Reuven Shapansky in the Bikurei Reuven, and he says, the Yerushalmi says the reason for Rabbi Yeshua is Zoynois Ratzais Achar Hapsulin. Zoynois Ratzais Achar Hapsulin, which is, you say a woman chooses Dafka, the higher class, she Dafka wants Bodeka Sumazana, she wants to make sure that a person is a kosher. Says Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, she doesn't. Not only does she not look for kosher, she's actually looking for pasul. Zoynois Ratzais Achar Hapsul. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I personally disagree with your assumption. You're telling me that we're saying over here, Isha Mizane Boidekes Umizane. You're telling me over here a woman Dafka looks for someone that's a pedigree, someone that's a kosher. I think it was just Aisha Dafka looking for a puzzle.
Looking for
she's running after him.
She's running after money. She's a
signer.
She wants money.
No,
exactly.
No.
Depends if she's a
signer
or not.
No. Zona doesn't mean that she's hired. It means that she's a woman who's a prutza. That's a signer. That's it. Because those are much more viable candidates. That's why. That's what she's looking for.
That doesn't mean that if she has a kasha, I don't do kasha.
It's not that she says she doesn't do kasha. She's looking for psulim because that's what she knows that she's going to be more successful. She's looking to be successful. She's not looking to waste her time. So if a kosher comes in, that's not she's looking for. She's looking. She's ratzais achar apsulin. Says the... it's Yerushalmi. Listen, let me explain something to you. Break your head against the wall. No. Shut down. Break your head against the wall. To say that this is ridiculous is apikorsis.
I'm trying to understand it.
Okay, so break your head.
I did.
No, you didn't. That's not called breaking your head. Spent what, one morning seder on it? That's not enough.
What about Rabbi Gamliel?
This is Yerushalmi.
What about Gamliel?
So, we have over here Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer. It's an interesting Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Gamliel says what's going on over here is Isha Bedekes, Mizana Bedekes, Mizana. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua says that they're Ratzos Achar Apsulin. So it sounds like, not only does it sound like a bizarre Machlokes in just what's the, you know, what's the Metzias, but it's a Machlokes Mikotze Lakotze. Rabbi Gamliel is saying over here that these women are going to be extra careful to dafka look for a kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying they're dafka looking for a puzzle. So, first of all, you know, we should just check to see what's the metzias. Second of all, the metzias is so, the machlokes is so extreme. One says they're looking dafka for this, not that. The one says looking dafka for this and not that.
Is there any fact that it's machlokes or no? They're looking for it. If she's in a slave or a chair, but there's no machlokes at all with rights.
We're talking about what is she looking for, not what is there, what
find that one puzzle in the town.
That's what she's looking for. It's a question of what she's looking for.
She's like
Dekas,
but she gets
no,
this won't work with the
request. No, she says she's running for the psulim.
What
does that mean?
No, that's a person that, the people that are...
She's running after them. Ratzais achar psulim. That means that that's what she's looking for.
Dekas just means she knows who the person is.
No, she's looking for. It means she's boydik. Means she's checking. What is she checking for? I just want...
Just to know you're a psulim.
Just to know why.
So
what is that? So what is that? What is that answer?
Maybe she wants a puzzle, but he ends up being a kohen.
So then, what's the answer? The ma'aseh tzroif psulim. So she's bodeka. So what? So I just like to know if you're kosher. No. Okay. No problem. So then, what does it change? The fact that she's bodekas. How does that change the roif? It only changes the roif if we say she's weaning out the puzzle. She's bodekas, looking only for the kosher. So what's the pshat? I think the pshat is as follows, Rabbi Yisai. That perhaps the pshat is as follows. There's two different types of women. There's a woman who is having a weak moment. She's a woman who's having a weak moment. And then there's a woman who is a zoina. Zoina does not necessarily mean that she is hired to do what she does. It means that this is a woman that has no scruples. There's a woman that has a weak moment. And then there's a woman who's a zoina. What are we assuming this woman is? How are you looking at this woman? The mice, we know she was Nivola once. So says Rabbi Gamliel, she was Nivola. Okay? But she has a cheskas kashrus. She started with a cheskas kashrus. Therefore, we're going to assume that the Isha is Mizana Bidekasu Mizana in order to maintain her cheskas kashrus.
It's not Reisa.
Doesn't sound like a
Reisa. She has a reisa, but there's still a chazaka here. Because there's a chazaka here, so therefore this woman, we're going to see her as still a woman who's a ksheira. She did something wrong. We know she did something wrong once. But that doesn't take her out of her cheskas ksheira, that she's not a zayna. Therefore, we're going to maintain that isha b'dekasum is on. What is Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says, once we saw this woman do something wrong, we are going to assume the worst. And the worst is this woman is a zayna. Now, zoinois rotsin achar hapsulim. So therefore, we can assume that who is she mizana with? Apostle. So it's not a machloikis whether or not a woman who's looking to be mizana is looking for a kosher, looking for a apostle. It's a shailuf. Do we don this woman as a woman who's had a one weak moment, therefore be'etzem she's a kosher. Norvas, she's being mezanet. That's true. She's going to make sure she has standards still. This woman has standards. So her standards are going to keep her. She's only going to be mezanet with a kosher. Or do we say this woman is be'etzem a zoyna? So zoynois rotzois achar apsulin. So what's the machlokes? Hold on one second. Right? Only a zayin is ratzin al.
At a weak point.
Right? That's what we're saying. Only a zayin is ratzin al chara psul. Person has a weak point doesn't. So zayinais ratzis achara psulin. So Rabbi Yeshua treats her like a zayina. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't treat her like a zayina. So really, the machlokes is as follows. The machlokes is an isha who is mezane once. She's nivola once. Do we assume nivola once? The fact that we know she's nivola, does that mean automatically we're going to look at her as if she's a zayna, or we're not going to look at her as she's a zayna? That's the machlokes. We're going to leave Rabbi Yeshua.
Would there be a difference according to Gamliel if we now have this woman who went to her? Now we have two. This is her second incident with her or something.
Yeah. I'll have to see. Yeah. The Chayre does the machlekes. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua says. So that's it. That's what. The Rabbi Gamliel says, "Yishavtanu al meuberes, matishemenu al medaberes." Rabbi Yeshua himself really holds Yishav mezana bedekas umedana. So really, I think that your whole comparison in general just doesn't go over here. But according to you, I got it. So according to you, so you're good when it comes to meuberes. What do you say about medaberes? Says Yeshua back, "Medaberes hainu shvuya." Rabbi Yehuda says, I personally, you're asking me, I think medaberes is shmuya. It's really the same thing. What does that mean? Shmuya, there's edim shenishba, and there's no edim shenivala. Hachanami, there's edim shenistra, and there's no edim shenivala. So it's very similar. Shmuya, there's no edim that she was, that there was a bia. Just Adam, she was captured. So over here, there's Adam, she was alone with the Goyim. There's Adam, she's alone with the Yidden, with the Yid. So says back in Leah, hold on a second. Shani Shvuya, deroiv akim prutzim ba'arayas. By Shvuya, the fact that she was alone with the Goyim, it's very likely, or almost positive, there's a roiv that she was Nivala. Says Rabbi Shua back, okay, and apetropas la'arayas. Same thing when it comes to Nistra. Nistra also. It's as if we have Avadai Bia. So therefore, it's basically the same thing.
Even though you don't have Edom on the Bia by Shvuya, what exactly what rule does Kulonu Yoedim Shnevel on the club? What does it mean when we say Kulonu Yoedim Shnevel, like they don't actually see the Bia?
So that makes it as if we have Edom on the Bia. It's as if we have Edom on the Bia. I'm going to try to talk about it, but that's what it means. It's not Mamish Edom, but the whole point of Edom is to create a idea. What Edom do is they make you know something. I know something through Edom. If I know without Edom, so then it's like I have Edom. Okay. Now says the Gemara. V'tepikle. This is where we're up to. The Gemara says it's a raya not like Rav Asi Tuvta Dr Asi Tuvta V'tepikle Dehasam Rav Psulim Etzla V'hacha Rav Ksherim Etzla. I would like to focus on this Gemara for a moment. Says the Gemara V'tepikle Dehasam Rav Psulim Etzla V'hacha Rav Ksherim Etzla. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. By Shvuya, who is she alone with in the room?
Goyim.
Goyim are clearly Psulim. So that's why we have a problem with her. But over here, typically the Hasam Roy Psulim Etzla, Hacha Roy Ksherim Etzla. Now Tosis says it's not really Roy Psulim. We're going to get to that Tosis hopefully. What is it by Shvuya? All Psulim. There's no such thing as a Jewish pirate. I guess it didn't happen. It's all Psulim. But over here, Hacha, by the case of Ruah Midaberes, we saw her alone with a person in the room. Who is she alone with? Very possibly a Raif Ksheri Metzla. Says the Gemara, Messayele, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Divri HaMachshir, Machshir Afilu Beroiv Psulim, the Divri HaPoisel, Poisel Afilu Beroiv Ksherim. So in other words, according to the Divri HaMachshir, which means, according to Rav Gamliel, that says it's good. Rav Gamliel is talking, even by Rav Psulim, he says it's good. And according to Rav Yeshua, that it says it's no good, even by Roiv Ksherim it's no good. So therefore, Shvuya is talking about Roiv Psulim. When Rav Gamliel said Ne'emenes by Ru'ua Medaberes, was he also talking about Roiv Psulim? Yes. So there is a similarity between the case of Shvuya and the case of Medaberes. Shvuya, do we know for sure that there was a Bia? For sure.
Yes.
Why? Because Roy Prutzim et Larayas. Over here also, in Apotropis Larayas. But who is she boil with? By Shvuya, who is she boil with? Pasul. Over here also, Rabbi Gamliel said that he's going to be Nemenes even when it's Pasul. So, Rabbi Gamliel, what are you talking about? That's the Gemara. Okay, this is a little complication tomorrow we're going to get back to, but hold on a second. I want to ask you a question. Why Lamaisa is she Nemenes by Roiv Psulim? The case of Roiv Psulim, why is it Taka Nemenes? You have Roiv Psulim saying that in all for all likelihood, over here she's going to be Pusel. Why is she Nemenes?
Didn't we see before the
cotton
or something?
So let's see what Rashi says. Tosis seems to say by Dekas Umazan. We'll get back to that. Rashi says something else. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Machshir afilu b'roiv psulim. Rashi says, Machshir afilu b'roiv psulim. Damrinon ukma achazoka. Va'al roiv psulim shoy machshir. The Amrinon Ukma Chazaka says Rashi says, I'll tell you why by Roiv Psulim you're going to be Neman, because the Isha has a Chazaka in her favor. The Roiv goes against, the Chazaka goes for her. Frecht al achroinim. We brought this yesterday from Reb David. It's really from Reb Kiva Eger. It's the kasha. When you have a roiv and a chazaka, what's the din? Ruba v'chazaka. Ruba adif. So what's going on? Why over here are we saying that you both go bust of the chazaka? King go bust of the chazaka. Whenever you have a roiv and a chazaka, we always go busser the roiv.
But over here, we're not going busser the roiv.
Why not? That's the question. Why over here? Exactly. We're saying over here that for some reason, ruba v'chazaka over here, we're saying, why do we say ruba adif? So Reb David brings from Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer. Says Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, Amar Dik Echidish. Reb Zalman says, there's two different types of roiv. There's a roiv called a ruba de Issa Kamon. And there's a roiv called a ruba de Lesa Kamon. Two different types of roivs. We're going to try to differentiate between them. But the ruba de Issa Kamon, our sugi is a ruba de Issa Kamon. Says Reb Issa Zalman, when do you say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif? Only by a ruba de Lesa Kamon. Ruba de Issa, come on! Chazaka stronger. We'll see, we'll see. Rashi, alright, the Vayla Rashi only mentions Chazaka. Good, we're gonna get to it. We'll get to it.
What does Lesa come on mean?
Well, there's two different types of roiv. There's a Ruba de Issa, come on, and a Ruba de Lesa, come on. Says Rabbi Zalman, when do we say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif? That's only if a person has a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, then Ruba Zadif. A Ruba de Issa Kamon, there, Chazaka stronger. What is the two different types of roiv? They're as follows. A Ruba de Issa Kamon is a statistical roiv. For example, you have 10 stores. 9 of them are kosher. 1 of them is treif. There's statistics there. It's 9 and 1. It's a statistical roif. There's another type of roif, which is a roif, which is a roif which is not based on the things in front of us. Rather, it's based on human nature. For example, roif mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchenheim. Most people who are going to shecht probably know what they're talking about. Roiv nashim psulais nisais. Most women get married are besulais. I think that's one of the roivs. Roiv ruba de lesa kamon is something that's based on the phenomenon, the human phenomenon. It's not statistical, but rather it's based on like what we understand the way the human condition. Mela, those are two different types of roiv. Those are from two different psukim, Rabbi Isai. Two different psukim. So when we speak about roiv of the people in the world are psulim. That's a statistic, because how many yidden are there in the world? Let's say 8 million. How many goyim are there in the world?
6 million.
A lot more. So this is statistical roiv. Our roiv in our sugi is Aruba de Issa Kamon. Says Rabbi Zalman, Ruba de Issa Kamon goes up against the Chazaka. Chazaka wins. When do we say the cloud Ruba the Chazaka Ruba Adif? Only by a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. I said. What?
He made this up.
Yes. Ruba de Lesa Kamon is a roiv that's based on the human phenomenon, the human condition. Ruba de Issa Kamon, it's in front of us, it's statistics, it's on paper, it's in front of us.
What's the difference? That one.
He doesn't say. But according to Rabbi Zalman, which is stronger, Aruba de Issa Kamon or Aruba de Lesa Kamon? Aruba de Lesa Kamon is stronger, because by Aruba de Lesa Kamon we say Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. By Aruba de Issa Kamon we say Ruba v'chazaka, Chazaka Zadif. So which is stronger, Aruba de Issa Kamon or Aruba de Lesa Kamon?
Adif or Ruba is not.
Well, either way, but this one can beat out Chazaka, this one can't beat out Chazaka. So one of them is stronger than Chazaka, the other one's not stronger than Chazaka. Right? So Ruba de Lesa Kamon is a stronger Chazaka. Frecht Reb David, but we find not like that. We find that when it comes to whether we're Chayish Lemiyuta, the Rishonim say we're only Chayish Lemiyuta when it comes to Aruba de Lesa Kamon. Aruba de Issa Kamon. We're not chayish lemiyuta. What does it mean chayish lemiyuta? There's a mando amar that says that even though you have a roif, if there's a miut that's going against the roif, we're going to be concerned with the miut. The mando amar is chayish lemiyuta is only chayish lemiyuta by aruba de lesa kamon. By aruba de Issa Kamon, it even overpowers, even though there is a miut. So which one is stronger? According to Mandor Mitzchai Shlom Yuta, he doesn't hold to that roiv. So which roiv is stronger? Aruba, the Issa Kamon.
Which makes sense. It's more logical.
Okay.
No?
It's a more logical roiv. It's a statistical roiv. It's here. Which roiv is stronger? Ruba, the Issa Kamon. Ruba, the Issa Kamon, we're not worried about the miut. Ruba, the Lesa Kamon, if there's a miut, we say, we could speak about the miut, Smoich miut, the Chazok, or Chayish the miut, or whatever it is. So therefore, Rav David doesn't like the answer of Mr. Zalman. I would like to try to explain Rabbi Zalman as follows. Rabbi said, what's the difference between Aruba de Issa Kamon and Aruba de Lesa Kamon? Aruba de Issa Kamon is something that is based on numbers. It's statistics. Aruba de Lesa Kamon is a svara. It's not based on statistics, it's based on svara of the human condition. That's a ruba de lesa kamon. So, when we're discussing ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, why does roiv overpower the chazaka? Perhaps the reason roiv overpowers the chazaka is because, what does chazaka tell me? If that's the way it was, probably that's the way it still is. Comes Aruba de Lesa Kamon. And what does Ruba de Lesa Kamon tell us? Probably it changed. Because the Svara of Ruba de Lesa Kamon is that I have a Svara telling me that this is what happened. Ruba de Issa Kamon is a statistic. It's not a svara, it's a statistic. So you have a technique called roiv, going a technique called chazaka. The Torah told you that you could follow chazaka. The Torah told you that you could be machria with the roiv. Not necessarily is the roiv going to outbeat the chazaka. But ruba de lesa kamon, which is a svara, the svara tells you the chazaka's not here anymore. I'm saying, look, probably this woman's still a kshera. Probably not. Because we have a roiv that's not, she's not a kshera. So it's not the pshat that it overpowers the chazaka, it breaks the becheskas.
It's a statistical
ride,
and the chazaka should never start because there was never the
metzias
in the
book. No, we had the chazaka. The chazaka was there. Now the question is, statistically,
the
do we?
Was there, and now the chazaka. If anything, the ride was quicker. Didn't we see that last time? We said that's why
the ride
was
better. Depends which type of ride. Now we're saying only ride that's quicker is a ruba de Issa Kamon.
Why that one?
Because ruba de Issa Kamon is a svara to tell me that I think that things changed. So therefore, I lose my bechezkas. Because of that, I lose my bechezkas. Mikoyach the fact that I have a svara that things changed, I lost my bechezkas. Masha Enkein, when it comes to the ruba de Issa Kamon, so it's a technique. It's a tool that we use for with the statistics. If that's true, we have a tool of chazaka going against the tool of roiv. Who said we follow this tool over the other? Hold on a second. Now, what about chayish lemiyuta? So Rabbi said the ruba de Issa Kamon is a roiv, similar to bittel beroiv. What do we do when we have bittel beroiv? Let's say you have a pot of soup, and a drop of milk falls in your pot of soup. Does the soup become milchix? Why not? That's a ruba de Issa Kamon. That's called bittel beroiv. But what does the roiv do?
Stats.
It makes it like it's not here. So a real legitimate roiv, when you have in front of us a roiv and you have a miut, what does the roiv do? It overpowers the miut and says it doesn't exist. So Aruba de Issa Kamon is not when they're mixed together, it's in one pot. I have nine stores over here that are kosher, one store that's treif. The Aruba de Issa Kamon overpowers the Aruba de Lesa Kamon, and it's I don't see it, Bechlau. The same way, by lach, belach, it's commander lesser, by yovish, biyovish, it's commander lesser.
Not necessarily.
However, When I'm talking about a Ruba de Lesser, come on. All I'm saying is, this is a Svara. Most people do it this way. There are people that don't do it this way. Is there a roif to overpower the Miat? There's nothing in front of us. It doesn't exist to say this is going to overpower that. We're just saying most people do it this way. Some people don't. Most people do. If it's a svara, if you're danning binogei to chayish lemiyuta, you could be chayish lemiyuta by Ruba de Lesser, come on. Because it's just a svara. But when it comes to the Ruba de Instakaman, it's not a svara. We're saying this is a technique we use, which is we're breaking the miut. Just like lach balach. Is lach balach a svara? If you put a drop of milk into a pot, it's not fleshik. Is that a svara? It's not a svara. It's gone. You're breaking the miut. So also when you're making statistics, you're breaking the miut. Okay, you can't be chayish lemiyuta when you do that. So klape, which one's going to be chayish lemiyuta? Only by ruba. The lesser come on a chayish lemiyuta. Klape, which one is going to work better against chazaka? The svara is going to break the chazaka. The other roiv is going to be a technique to use against chazaka. Okay, but both of them are going toe to toe. Maybe we have that sounds like that's a competition. But Ruba the lesser come on makes that the chazaka is not here. The chayra does ken zayim pshat according to Rabbi Zalman. It's a chiddush, but that's what Rabbi Zalman says. Rabbi David brings Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a different pshat. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, this roiv that we're talking about over here, it's not such a simple roiv at all. Why not? Because we said isha bodekes mezana bodekes umezana. So therefore what? Therefore what? Says Reb David, so therefore I could have like tons of psulim here, but if the psulim are not viable candidates for the solution, so the fact that they're roiv is irrelevant. Sure, there's so many goyim here, but she's not going to be nivela to a goy. The fact that there's roiv goyim doesn't make that's going to affect the chazaka. Rubai v'chazaka, rubai adif, is the roiv goes against the chazaka. This isha has a chazaka, and the isha has a chazaka is bodekes u'mezana. Therefore, it's clearly not from a goy. Therefore, the roiv doesn't overpower the chazaka because of the bodekes. So what? So the roiv doesn't exist anymore. He says no. The roiv still exists because is it possible that she was mezana with a guy?
You're saying so.
She's bodekes u'mezana. Does that mean that every isha is always only mezana?
That's what he was saying, bodekes. You just stop curious what he is.
No. That's. It seems like that's clear that women have a preference to look for kshayrim. Does that mean she's only going to be mezana with a kosher? No. It doesn't make that the roiv is. It disappears. It just takes away the strength of the roiv. Now you can't say the roiv is going to overpower the chazaka. So what does the roiv do? Says Reb David, the roiv now just makes a reis on the chazaka. You have a cheskas kshera. You have a roiv. The roiv is not a complete roiv because he should be bodekes u'mezana. She's filtering out the psulim. The psulim still exist, and she could be she was by the psulim. It's not impossible. Therefore, the roiv makes a reis on the chazaka, and that's our shaila. You have a chazaka with a reisa. The isha is saying she's really good, and we don't know. Does her ability to say that she's kosher fix her reisa? Where the reisa come from? Because there's a roiv kenegeter. That's the way Rabbi Kiva Eger learns. Reuven Shapansky says Rashi makes no mention of bodekes u'mezana. That's all Tosfos. Rashi never says bodekes u'mezana. So it's hard to say that the reason why over here the chazaka can overpower the roiv is because of bodekes, if Rashi doesn't mention it. So says Reuven Shapansky a different pshat. He says the pshat's as follows. This isha has a bari. We've been ignoring the fact that this isha has a bari. Memela. When do we say that the ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, that's only when it's just a roiv against the chazaka. But what happens if the chazaka has with it a bari? Then we say that the chazaka is going to win. Chazaka has a bari. What's the svara? So Reuven Shapansky says in one nusach, his nusach is that whenever you have a bari, there's no suffix. The bari makes that there's no suffix. Therefore, the chazaka can win. I don't understand if there's no suffix, what do you need the chazaka for? And if you need the chazaka, there's obviously a suffix. So he says the chazaka together with the bari make that there's no suffix. But if you're using the chazaka, sounds like Bezdin is mistapik because they're using the chazaka. So why don't you follow the roif? So I'd like to say in a little bit of a different nosach. It doesn't mean to say that there's no suffix over here. Loshon Hashem Shmaitza is that chazaka deloy isra adof me roif v'uadin lididan the kavaseh. I'd like to suggest as follows. You have a chazaka going against the roif. Who's supposed to win? Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. But why Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif? So we said, we mentioned previously from Rab Nochem, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif is because the roiv breaks the becheskas. So it's roiv going against a weak becheskas. It's Ruba de'isa, come on, it's a roiv going against a weak chazaka. Why is it a weak chazaka? Because the roiv broke the chazaka. That's why Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. But Lo Yehei, you would have an intact Chazaka going against the Raiv. It could very well be that the Chazaka is going to win. So what's going to rehabilitate our Chazaka? The Bari. So the Bari is coming to fix the Chazaka. Now I have a Chazaka. It weathered a beating from the Raiv, but the Bari is going to rebuild it. I have now a Bari with the Chazaka going against the Raiv. Who's going to win? Chazaka is going to win. The same way we discussed on David Beis Amid Beis that we said that there's a cheskas aguf that the isha has. And she says that the isha is tani nasti. We said the cheskas aguf has a reisa. The bari is going to build up the cheskas aguf to fix the reisa going against cheskas mamain. Over here also we're going to say that the bari is going to fix the chazaka going against the roif. And really, which is stronger, the roiv or the chazaka? Chazaka stronger. What does ruba v'chazaka ruba adif mean? It means that when you have a roiv going against the roiv breaks the chazaka, and now the roiv is going to overpower it. But if I could fix the chazaka somehow, and now I want to work the chazaka against the roiv, chazaka is going to win. What?
You said that it was just the chazaka.
It is just the chazaka. It is just the chazaka. The bar is just rehabilitating the chazaka. Yeah, but it's you're winning with the chazaka, not with the bari. You're winning with the chazaka. So it's just the bari is here to rehabilitate the chazaka. But really, the chazaka is being machria. Yeah.
But the legacy Mazana is working with the Chazaka and Bari is not working with the Chazaka. But his problem is that Rash doesn't say that
Rash doesn't
say Bari either.
Yeah, but Bari, we know those sugis Bari. That we know is Bari. You don't have to introduce. But Degas Mazana is a new Svara, which we never knew anywhere. We never had anywhere. But Bari is it's clear that the case is talking about Bari. She's a Bari. That's what it says in the Mishnah. No, Ruma Daberis is for sure Bari. She says Lakosh Nevalti. She's saying Bari. That's obvious. That's the what? Okay, but the point is she's for sure a Bari. You want to say it's the Nemanus is Midin Bari, Nemanus is Midin Eid Echad, but this for sure that this Isha, it's not a new piece of information that you have to introduce here. According to Toisvis, this Toisvis Taka says, what's Pshat? Oh, there's a new Svara I'm going to give you, but that comes Mizana. We didn't see in the Gemara anywhere. According to Rashi, if that's a new Svara that's necessary to understand the Gemara, you should tell it to me. But Bari, the whole Sunya is going through Bari. Olam Lei Bari. The Gemara says, according to Ogam Leel, Olam Lei Bari. It's the Lashon of the Gemara. So the Gemara does give us this background of Bari. Of course, it's Eidos, or according to him, it's Eidos over here, it's Bari, but there's something that's happening over here. Okay.
She doesn't have a Migu.
It's here,
you know? She doesn't have a Migu.
So Tosis, Rashi before brings that she has the Migu over there.
Now she's too afraid. She'll be your eye.
Yeah. Figure that out.
She's afraid to say Lionel.
Yeah, that's the Tosfos, you're right. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. There's two. More critical questions in the sugya. I have to see if we could try to finish off the sugi here right now. Which is as follows. There's something very bizarre going on here in the sugya. which is very unsettling. Rabbi Eliezer brings a raya from Shvuya. Let's look for a moment at the Me'uberes. Okay, that's the easiest place for Rabbi Eliezer. He's got Rabbi Yeshua, I mean. Rabbi Yeshua has got back because it's Me'uberes, so therefore there's Edim Shenivala, right? It's Me'uberes, Edim Shenivala. And I want to bring a raya from Shvuya. What's the shaila in our case of Me'uberes? What do we question? Do we believe her or not? About what? The woman, whether it's kosher or pasul. The woman is coming to say, she's not saying I wasn't nivala. Why is she not saying I wasn't nivala in the case of Me'uberes? Because she's got a baby. She was definitely nivellus. Her whole discussion and our whole discussion, if we believe her or not, is about whether or not she was le kosher or le pasul. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I want to prove to you I'm right from Shvuya. Now, what is the Isha saying by Shvuya? He says, the case of Isha, and don't you believe to me, if she says that she's not Naaman, if she says what? Tahira. Tahira, how is she Tahira? Loi Nevel. So she's saying, I was captured by Jewish pirates? No. She's saying Loi Nevelis. So, how do we compare these two things here? They're not talking about the same, it's not the same discussion. Bechlal. When we're talking about Shvuya, we're talking about did it happen or not. We're talking about Me'uberes. We're talking about who did it happen with. It's a whole different shaila. It's a whole different shaila.
Who would hold by Shvuya that it never happened?
Nobody.
So by Shvuya, everyone agrees that it happened.
You're right.
Maybe so, saying Tarani was essentially like a darkness.
She's
not claiming
Lena Bella. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'll call upon him. That's the kasha. So you could say that the Gemara is kind of like in a certain way addressing this issue. Because the Gemara says that in the case of Me'uberes, it's Roiv Ksherim. In the case of Shvuya, it's Roiv Psulim. So that sounds like what we're saying is by Me'uberes, by Shvuya, it's Roiv Psulim, which really means all Psulim. But by the case of our Mishnah, there's Ksherim involved. So we're not discussing whether it happened or not, we're discussing who it happened to. So it could be the Gemara is kind of addressing that. The problem is, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says the Gemara only asks this question if you hold that Midaberes is Nistara. If you hold Nivala, then I understand the comparison to Shvuya. That makes sense. If you hold Nivala, I understand the comparison to Shvuya. If you hold Nistara, then I don't. Because Rashi says when the Gemara asks the question, Gemara says, Vitepiklei, that it's roiv difference of roiv chair and roiv psulim, says Rashi. What do those words mean? De'en apitropis la'arayis. Even though we never saw nivola, but it's as if nivola because en apitropis la'arayis. Typically, deloy damei l'shvuya dasim roiv psulim. Sounds like Me'uberes, it's about a domine shvuya. Medaberes is not domine shvuya. How is Me'uberes domine shvuya? Me'uberes also, we don't know if it's ksherim or psulim. It's also roiv ksherim. Seems like by Me'uberes, I'm fine with the comparison. So the pshat has to be like this, Rabbi. So with this, we're going to end. We have to move on to the next one. What we're trying to find over here is a reis on the chazaka. We're speaking the whole time. The discussion in our sugya is a reis on the chazaka. What creates a reis on the chazaka? An elephant in the room. An elephant in the room is going to create a chazaka, a reis on the chazaka. What does that mean? If the issue is definitely nivellus, something happened. I know something happened. I don't know what happened, but something happened over here. Is a Me'uberes definitely a reis? Yes. It's definitely a reisa. Now, shvuya also creates a reisa. We're not discussing of do we believe or not believe, or we're talking about do we have reisa. So by mir uberes there's reisa. Reisa is the zabiya. Says Rabbi Yeshua, when you have reisa, you don't believe her. I'll show you. Shvuya has reisa.
One to the other. Can't say just because she's raised she's not nemun on something totally not
because what we're saying is the machlokes is when you have a reisa, are you nemun or not keneged the reisa. I'll see you in a second. Give me 1 second. You have a reisa, or you never connected a reisa or not. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I'll show you a reisa that you'll agree is a reisa, and you're not neman to fix the reisa. That's by Shvuya. Shvuya also has a reisa. Now, the reisas are different, but it's also a reisa. How is the reisa different? By Mu'beres, what's the reisa? What's the elephant in the room? There's a bia. Kreisa bichi now. By Shvuya, there's no vadai bia over here. It's likely there's a bia because roiv prutzim, roiv akum prutzim barayis, and there's roiv psulim. So she's in the room with someone who's probably going to passel her and probably is going to be boil her. That's an elephant in the room. She is in a very precarious situation that creates a reisa. That's why she's not nemon. She's saying, I would like to fix up my chazaka. No, you got a reisa and your chazaka can't fix it. Says the Gemara. So the same thing also by our case of midaberes. We don't know for sure she was nivola. She was probably nivola. And therefore, we have a reisa in the chazaka. Says the Gemara, no. Because the reisa of Shvuya is because she's with people that probably passeled her, and these people are probably going to be boil her. But by midaberes, she's with people, she's probably someone was boil her, but she's with people that might not passel her. So you don't have the same reisa. Meuberes, we have a different reisa. What's the reisa of meuberes? There was vadai bia. Kreisa ben now makes the reisa. So the machlokes to Rabbi Gamliel of Yeshua is an isha that lost her cheskes kashrus, can she fix it? Rabbi Yeshua says, listen, a woman, she loses her cheskes kashrus, as far as we're concerned, she's a zayna. As far as we're concerned, she's running after this nus. She's this lady, she's gone. Forget it. We have no respect for her anymore. She lost her cheskes kashrus. As far as we're concerned, zaynas are rotzen achra psulois. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, there's a reis on her chazaka. Let her fix it. Boidekas umazana. Hear her out. The machlokes l'shitasar. The machlokes is all about when you have an issue in a situation of reisa. Well, how do you treat her? Do we say, lady, you lost all trust? We don't trust you at all. You can't fix your chazaka. You're gone. Your chazaka is broken. Then you're puzzle. Oh, and therefore, who is she mazana with probably? With psulim. Or do we say, no, lady, look, we got some questions here. We're going to allow you to try to fix up your chazaka. If that's true, then we're going to say she's badekas umazana. We're going to say that she's going to be believed, even though she has a reisa. That's the machlokas Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. It's the identical machlokas Rabbi Gamliel Yeshua that we had before. The shaila is, can an isha's bari fix up her chazaka? And that's the machlokas l'shitasa. And we're going to continue with the next sugya of...